Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog there as well. While you're there, you can come and get it every day, or we will send it to you. And we update that every weekday. And, of course, we got lots of other stuff there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including the interviews that we've conducted in the past with our good friend Priscilla Huff, who's our guest this half hour and who's with us right now. She is the author of a book that I, if I'm not mistaken, is in its at least in its third printing, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. Priscilla, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Am I correct about that third printing?
Well, actually, the first book, 101 Best Home-Based Businesses for Women, that's in the third.
That's the
right.
One. That's the one.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, that when it's in its third printing and it's been out for a few years and they're still cranking them out, that tells you that it's the good stuff. And congratulations on that, Priscilla. And as I tell my audience all the time, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my folks. So
Thank you. Congratulations.
You've been thinking about customer service and customer care lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. There have been, I think every day, I think we can see examples of good and not so good customer service. And without customers, and especially your faithful ones, you're not going to have a business.
Why is that? See, to me, to hear you say that, I'm thinking like, aren't people born with that knowledge? I mean, don't little children go to kindergarten with that kind of knowledge and that understanding? Isn't it in our DNA after all these millennia of doing business with as human beings doing business with each other?
You would think. I mean, it is the, you know, you would think, but again, as human beings, we tend to take people for granted, and then we all, as small business persons, we tend to think our customers will always be there. But guess what? The competition is always watching us too. So they're looking for ways to take those customers away. And if you don't keep in good communications through surveys or emails or phone calls or even the little things, the customers are going to say, I don't know about this. And they might go elsewhere.
You know, Priscilla, when I think about our customers, what you just said is exactly right. I mean, we almost have to be like Alice, run as fast as we can to stay in one place. And we have to do all the things that you just mentioned. We have to be sophisticated in the way we manage our customers. And yet you walk around into the marketplace and you see people who not only are not doing any of those things, they're actually disrespecting customers. And that's just, it just boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I was in a store and this is the employee, but still you want your employees too to have that same care.
They must.
She said that customer could wait, and she said it for everybody to hear.
What happened? What do you mean?
Well, there was just at a grocery store and waiting in line, and another woman. There was another checkout line, and the woman who was checking out said, "I have to return this." And her coworker said, "Well, I'll take that customer." And she goes, "Oh no, she can wait." And she walked away from her. Now, if I were that customer, I think I would have walked out or not come back.
How old was the person who said that?
Well, you know, this is interesting, and we should never stereotype, because courtesy goes across the board. And
right.
The woman, I would say, was in her 40s, and I was
really
surprised. Yes, because usually, you see there, to be fair, I've met both. When you really think about it, when people look in your eyes and say, you know, when they say have a nice day, you know, then they mean it. If they just sort of mumble and look away, then you know they do not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what gets me are the people that who wait on you of all ages, And especially, and I don't mean to pick on the young people, Priscilla, but especially the younger generations, they act like they're just going through the motions, and they don't look you in the eye, as you say, and they hand you your stuff and never engage you at all. They don't say thank you most of the time. Sometimes they say, you know, have a nice day or whatever, but they don't, you know, it's I'm one of my pet peeves, and it's huge, and my audience knows this, they're rolling their eyes right now, Priscilla, is with people who don't say thank you for the business.
Yes. And that's one of the things I have in my upcoming book, Survive and Thrive, about, you know, sometimes it's just the littlest things that make a difference. And people like that relationship. I will stand in a longer line to make conversation with a checker that I've known for years,
right,
rather than go to someone who's just going to list me by because I... Well, maybe it's not being sexist here, but we women like to develop relationships. We want to know how the grandchildren or children are doing, you know, and it's those little things that make
so you are the So you're the person I get behind when I'm in a hurry and I want to check out, and you're standing up there talking about the families. You're the person who's doing that.
I am, I will admit. But to be fair, I keep one eye on behind me because everyone's time is valuable, and that's another thing with customers.
And also, I'm the guy who's pushing your buggy with my buggy, trying to move you along a little bit.
Ah, that just makes me go slower.
Yeah.
Humor works well, though.
A little passive aggressiveness there, huh, Priscilla?
Yeah.
So humor works. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sometimes, yes.
So if I say, pardon me, ma'am, while we're young... Is that humor?
I'm going to say, well, I was once young, you know, or something.
Or I've got a date tomorrow. Will I be able to make that, do you think?
And it works, too, if a customer's irate, well, not to laugh in their face, but first listen. Listening is a skill I think we in America have lost. I think if you are a good listener, you are a blessed person, because let people come back at you, I mean, just to vent their problem, you can understand it, and then you repeat what they've said. It's a little bit of psychology.
Right.
And then say, okay, now what would you like me to do? How can I resolve this? But again, the listening takes a big wind out of their sails and makes them say, okay, maybe I can get somewhere here. Maybe they'll forgive you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and sometimes when we're waiting on people that we're not going to be with very long, it's hard for a lot of people to imagine, why would I want to listen to this person? Why would I engage this person? I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back. We got to take a quick break, folks. I want you to listen to some other things for the next couple of minutes. It's 20 after. Priscilla Huff is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Her new book, which is coming out real soon, Make Your Business Survive and Thrive. We'll tell you about that right after these messages. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Priscilla Huff. And Priscilla, you got a new book coming out in December, right?
That's right.
And tell us what it is.
Smiley, right.
Tell us what it is.
Make your business survive and thrive.
And you're going to launch
marketing methods.
And you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're looking forward to that. And give us your website and tell us where your other books are available.
Actually, I'm in developing of a website. It will be PYHuff at whatever, and it'll just be PYHuff.com, and I have 101 Best Home-Based Businesses for Women and several other books on women's entrepreneurship. But what applies to women applies to men, too. It's just
most everything does.
Yes. even though half of all women twice as many women are starting businesses these days, I think... Because we're still the primary caregivers, and we find that having a home business or a small business enables us to manage our time and our families.
Well, you know, women like to stay busy, I've noticed that. You know what I mean? When guys are sitting around with a beer watching a football game, women might be sitting right there, but they're knitting or they're doing some craft or they're keeping their fingers busy or something. I mean, I've noticed that. My wife does that, and so I think that's the nurturer. That's the nature of that gender. So I think a lot of women, and I'm sure you found this, are saying, you know what? If I'm going to stay busy while I'm at home, why don't I make it pay off?
Exactly. And many of these businesses are not just little ventures, too. Some of them have grown to multi-million dollar, ventures. So it's the possibilities are out there for entrepreneurship. Really is, I think, restoring the American dream, what it once was when I grew up.
The 21st century, and I've been saying this now since the 20th century, is the century of the entrepreneur. And that's the best news that women and minorities ever heard.
Absolutely. But, it's always been that way. I'm living up in upstate Pennsylvania now, and one of my ancestors, her husband died, and she took over this sawmill and ran a very successful business in the 1900s. So, it's there. And, again, like with your customers, what drives customers away? Not returning your calls or your emails, and not being courteous, not delivering what you said, and not being concerned. Oftentimes, I have found out interviewing entrepreneurs, if you can't provide a service, if they refer your customer to actually somebody who can, the customer will appreciate that courtesy that you were worried about their problem, and they'll come back to you for future business.
Well, absolutely. And see, that's what amazes me, Priscilla. In order to really be successful in the 21st century, you have to manage your customers with sophistication. You need to be managing your customers with technology and you need to be thinking about them all the time. How do we get to there, Priscilla, if we have a hard time saying thank you for the business? I mean, if we can't reach the first bar, how are we going to leap over the top bar?
That's right. It's one thing about having your own business is that you have to do many things. And one of those things is stay up with the trends, not the fads, but stay with the trends. If your customers are communicating, basically through the email, then you better have a good email program that will respond to them and so on.
Well, and you have to, or however they want to be contacted. You may have three that want to get email and 100 that want to be called and 100 who don't want to be called. You better know what they want and do it that way. That's the sophistication part of this.
Absolutely. And I could take a moment to tell you that the SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, which there's chapters throughout the country, well, on their website, score.org, they have a great 60-second free guide called Establishing Great Customer Service. So it gives you some good tips for establishing that.
And that's score.gov
or .com? .org.
score.org. I always forget.
Right.
Because they're actually chartered by the SBA, and I always forget what their suffix is. Priscilla, I got about a minute and a half. What's last on your list?
I would say with the upcoming holidays, now you can show appreciation year-round, but you want to show your customers little ways, like thank you notes and little greeting cards and birthdays.
Girls are really good about stuff like that, aren't they? Guys, not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
So, guys, get a woman to take care of that for you. And I'm not being sexist either, Priscilla. That's just a smart thing to do, isn't it?
That's right. I have all the birthday dates in my mind, and if you get a good assistant service, there are women who have and men who have customer service businesses, and consult with them.
All right. Well, the you're exactly right. And all of those little things that you can do that has nothing to do with your gender. I mean, everybody likes getting a little note, a little contact from people. That's what makes people come back, isn't it?
That's right. And periodically, just get in touch with them, too. Send out a little survey or call them up. And even 1 month, 2 months, even 6 months, especially if you have not heard from them for a while. Maybe there's something they're not. Not everyone just expresses that.
Priscilla Huff. Thank you, Priscilla. And by the way, next time you're in the grocery store, move along a little faster, will you please?
I will do my best, yes.
Priscilla Huff, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Thanks, Priscilla. We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Grace Marie Turner right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. This show is brought to you by IBM and Administaff and Aflac.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.